Hey guys, it's Fawcast time, June 7th. We're at the Charterhouse Real Estate offices, and Mark is still recovering from his hour and a half voyage with Matt Campbell.
It was great. It was great.
Have you been like lying in bed just thinking about your time and remembering the sights and smells from your time with Matt Campbell?
That office did smell good. It smelled a little bit like Abercrombie.
It was a weird thing that you said to him.
That it smelled good?
Yeah, like the first thing you said to him was how great the hall smelled. Do you realize that?
See, I'm a believer in
that's a weird thing to say.
So we have a guest here today, and she can verify this, but I'll come into our office a lot, and I'll say it smells. Like, we have candles in our cabinet
here. It's Bent's.
Maybe. But it just smells like stale corn nuts sometimes, or just weird stuff, man. I'm like, why is it stinking here? So I like the smell of an office. I think most of our clients that have come in here have said, your office looks really nice. This is nice.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Somebody diarrheaed in there.
Is it?
There were stains.
Oh, my God.
Not me.
I'm not accusing anybody.
Mark, did you?
Somebody diarrheaed in there.
No, I haven't gone to the
bathroom. Then it had to have been me, but I don't think I did.
Somebody did.
Welcome to the podcast, Katie Kendall.
Katie. Hey, Katie.
What's up?
Katie's been listening to the podcast for like 2 years
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she's always sitting in the corner.
She's usually in the corner. Today she's on because here's the truth about today. I think we might have gained some fans after last week who may be like, I don't know what the podcast is. And they tuned in. They loved it. And they're coming back for a second helping today.
They're not coming back.
I'm going to let them know that they're going to be gravely disappointed based on last week. This is back to a regular podcast.
I played it on KXNO too. Did you?
I heard that. Yeah, I got some texts. People said that was on the radio.
Yeah.
But no, we got to give a shout out to the interview was, as far as I know, universally praised. I mean, there was
nobody said it sucked.
A lot of love on Twitter and the forums. And
you're a polarizing figure, too. So you're used to if somebody says they love you, then there's another person that says they hate you.
Oh, for sure. And and at least to this point, there hasn't been anybody that said that sucked. You know, I was expecting that.
Here's the deal about Matt. I've said this a lot. I was explaining this to Ross on the show before, as we were teasing it. It's difficult to do, but like if he can get comfortable with you, which I think that he has with me over the years, and you get the cameras out of his face and he gets pigeoned as like a coach speak guy, which he'll do, but he's doing it because it's strategic when all those cameras, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When he lets his guard down, he's awesome. And you heard that last week.
No, for sure. He was.
And your interview style plays in really well with him, too, because he doesn't want to sit there and be grilled about the third string middle linebacker.
You mean the style where I have no style?
If Adam Gray would have been in there, he would have been like, So
let's talk about number 68. I've got him fourth on the depth chart right now.
Have you seen any progress from Tymar Sutton over the last 2 months?
Coach, I was running the numbers here, and my analysis says that the point differential needs to be 0.38 to have a successful season. Do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, he doesn't like that garbage.
It's like, no.
Keep that garbage out of his face.
So now I have two future projects based off of last week. And you can help with both of them.
Yeah, it's going to be more work for me, isn't it?
It is more work for you. The project number one would be to, for some time in the future, in the next 3-4 months, to get Coach Prohm on.
I don't know if Coach Prohm would like you. I think you're a little brash for him.
I
knew Campbell would like you. I don't know if Prohm will like you.
Here's the thing, though. I think some people listen to this and they say, I wouldn't like Charter. I wouldn't want to sit down with them. One of the reasons over 13 years I've been successful is when I get into a living room, I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
In there.
You think you can schmooze Prohm?
I can turn people around pretty quick.
Prohm will do the podcast, I promise.
So that'd be a good one.
Prohm loves doing stuff like that.
The second one that you definitely can help with is we need to do the neighborhood dinner. Now, you're not in the neighborhood. You should live where we live. But
I can't afford to live where you live.
The whole Jack.
I'm a sports columnist.
Jack Lane. Myself, you, and then Coach and his wife. Let's all come over to my house and have a dinner together. It's going to be fun. And you can make that happen.
So now, not only am I I'm creating your connections up at Iowa State.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
But now I'm organizing dinners.
Well, you get a free dinner out of the deal. Free drinks. Whatever you want to drink that night, I'll have on stock.
I'd like to think that I could get a dinner without having to bring Matt Campbell.
Well, yeah. I think, do our wives like each other?
I think my wife likes your wife.
Okay,
does your wife like my wife?
She does, yeah. My wife kind of likes everybody for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, she's a nice cat.
But we went out for Gray's birthday party the other day, and the wives were talking for quite a while, and I think a dinner would be fun for everybody.
But Matt Campbell has to be there.
No, we could do two dinners.
Just saying, like,
Williams.
I'm feeling a little bit used right now.
Do people say Williams or Williamses?
Williamses.
The Williamses.
You just put the apostrophe after.
We're having the Williamses over.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds weird to me. No, but great podcast. Thanks for listening.
I haven't looked at the numbers yet, but I suspect they did well.
I would hope so, based on the feedback we've got. So, anyway, thanks for listening last week. And this week, hey, you get what you get. So, if you want to tune
Katie's
off. Now,
here.
We're going to talk to a female, which is normally pretty well received on this podcast.
Yeah, it's wedding season.
It is wedding season.
That means everybody's... got their new dresses.
Guess who's living vicariously through wedding season?
Me. Yeah.
Me. Because I've got an assistant here that can chime in and defend herself. But I've been hearing a lot of wedding chatter over the last couple months.
As have I.
As phone calls get made from work and table linens.
So today's
and donut walls.
So basically
and everything. Do you care to refute anything I'm saying, or am I being accurate?
No, it's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
So we're basically going to talk weddings today.
A little bit.
And the do's and don'ts when it comes to planning your wedding or going to a wedding.
My take is this. They're stupid. All right.
Weddings are stupid?
Yeah, and we can come back to them. I think they're necessary. We can come back to my point later. I don't want to, make Katie all sad about the fact she's got one coming up on June 30th. But not a big fan. Not a big fan.
Is Katie, based off of what you've witnessed, Mark, is she a bridezilla?
No, she has the potential to be.
Are you a bridezilla, Katie?
I don't think so, just because I did everything myself. So I didn't have to rely on anybody. So there's nobody to be a bridezilla to. I've literally done every single thing by myself.
There is a pro and a con to Katie, and here's the reason why she's employed here, okay? I don't like people that are apathetic to be a part of my business. I like people that are passionate, okay? But passion goes both ways, okay? Passionate can be bad. Sometimes KK comes in and she's not in the greatest mood. I think she would admit that as well.
So she wears
her emotions on her sleeves, okay? And she has days where she's just like, I'm just going to kind of stick to myself a little bit on those days. But the flip side of that is if she's out at a restaurant and hears someone talking bad about Charterhouse Real Estate, she's also willing to get in their face and tell them to shut the F up. So it's a pro and a con. I like the pro more than I dislike the con. So she's passionate about this.
Are you passionate?
Yeah.
She's admitting it.
So what's been the...
You saw her. She was fired up today, right, when you walked
she
in.
She was fired up. I won't say what about.
Yeah, we'll leave that one secret.
What's been the best and worst part of planning a wedding?
The right answer is the guy you're going to marry. That's been the best part.
Yeah.
I don't need to speak for you.
The worst part, all of the little planning. There's so much planning that goes into it. Like, just assigning people to certain tasks and the day of. Like, there's so many little things that I never knew until it was like, oh, well, I have to do this. And then I have to do this. And because I have to do that, I have to do this.
Your dress hasn't been a cakewalk so far.
No, I've had 6 fittings on my wedding dress.
Do you keep putting on weight?
No.
I mean, just kidding.
No, no.
I mean, look at her, Williams.
No, every time I go in, it doesn't fit. It's too big. And so the last time I just looked at her, I'm like, what do we need to do? And so she unbuttoned my dress and she's like, oh my gosh, I never realized how small your waist was. Because she's never put me in my dress. I've always had a friend go with me to put me in my dress. And she's like, I never realized how small your waist was.
So you're naked and this woman.
So she unbuttons the back of my dress. And then she sees how tiny my waist is compared to my hips. And she literally said, your waist is so small compared to your hips. And I'm like, yeah. That's
because you're doing all that CrossFit.
Now, this was on the third or fourth visit, right?
Fourth or fifth.
Okay, so how up to this point have you been measured for a wedding dress, which is pretty important, and she hasn't put a tape measure to you or actually felt? I don't get it.
That's not how they do it. You put it on, and then she just – wedding dresses are – There's a lot of material, and how they do it is they just pin where it's big. So she's pinning. Well, because there's so much material, she doesn't really feel where my skin is. That's hard to explain. I don't know how
that
they do
just
it.
Doesn't seem like an accurate way to do this.
They don't. Well, wedding dresses, you have to think there's a lot to go into a wedding dress.
Yeah.
Like there's beading and there's lace and there's so much. So they
there's
can't.
Beading?
Like on, my dress does not have beading, but
oh,
like,
I thought you meant like B-E-A-T-I-N-G.
No.
What are the like,
beads? Pounds? Williams, beads. Oh. You gotta have beads on your wedding dress.
I don't know why they do it the way they do it, but it's fitted now.
Yeah.
It's as good as it's going to get.
You hope.
It's fine. I have it at my house. I picked it up.
Just don't eat a lot the next 3 weeks. You'll be fine. What is your thing that you fear the most about your wedding day? The wedding day
itself. Do you worry that your future husband could get cold feet and not go through with it?
No, because we're sinners and we've lived together for a long time.
Because we're sinners.
And this day is just a really expensive day to have a party.
I won't go on the record and condone the cohabitation before marriage thing. I think it's probably better when you don't do that. But
I think you
also know what you're getting into.
You got
at that point. So you're not going
to
back out because it's like,
taste
I don't know.
The milk
like.
First, Mark.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't mean that sexually, but like if he, you know, farts in his sleep or, you know, stuff like that, there's stuff you need to know.
Don't all guys do that?
How would we know? We're asleep.
Yeah, I'm asleep. I don't know.
When your body relaxes, I think everybody farts in their sleep.
Really?
I don't fart a lot.
Your body relaxes.
Oh, I fart all the time.
Do you ever wake up in the morning and you fart in the morning because you have so much air in your body?
Oh, yeah.
I swear everybody farts in the morning, too.
A couple things happen early in the morning.
In the morning, but you've worked with me now for 2 years. Have you ever heard me fart?
I've never heard you fart or your wife fart. Because when I farted around you guys, like you guys are like, oh, my God, gross.
See, I'm a big farter.
I'm not a big fan of any girl when they fart.
So we were on vacation with the Urbans, you know?
Yeah.
And we're all sitting around playing cards one night, and I lifted my leg and just ripped one as loud as I could. I thought it was great.
Did you lift the leg for effect? Is that why?
Needed to be done, you know?
See, that's just not me. I've never done that.
And everybody looked at me like I had just, like, murdered somebody.
Looked at you like the dog
like,
that
what?
You are.
Including my wife. She couldn't believe it. And then I don't think the other couple, I mean, they're really good people, but I don't think that they're big on, like, public farting.
Yeah, as most people are not.
Wait, did
big.
You say that you were at dinner, like at a restaurant?
No.
Oh, okay.
We were at the condo that we were staying.
Oh, okay, yeah, totally appropriate.
It's, you know, and the girls all the kids are watching a movie, and we're sitting around drinking, playing cards, and I lifted my leg and I farted, and I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but
I don't think that's a big deal.
Thank
but
you.
I am not like I don't know. Like I would totally do that around my friends and definitely my family. My dad's always shaking his head at something I'm doing. He's like, God, I thought I raised you better. I'm like, Dad, I just got a fart. It's not a big deal.
Yeah,
it's natural.
You are you're odd. That's a safe way to say it. Like you're not grossed out by a lot of stuff.
No.
You're a little bit tomboyish, right? Like
you said that. The one day I'm wearing a dress. I look so girly today.
Well, therein lies my point, right? You just said the one day I wear a dress, right? So that would indicate, yeah, you're definitely not a girly girl. But so I think you said once in the past, too, have you had a recurring bad dream about the day of your wedding?
Yes.
What was it?
It's always has something to do with my parents, like, hating me that day or my wedding dress being purple and not – or my makeup and my hair being just – awful.
So it's literally purple in the dream though.
Yes.
And you've had it more than once.
Yep.
I'd love to know what that one means, Williams. Can you diagnose that dream?
I'm not good at diagnosing dreams.
The purple wedding dress?
Well, I don't even want to Google it, to be honest.
I'll Google it right now.
I'm scared of what it's going to say.
I would be shocked.
Reoccurring dream.
Purple wedding dress? He is going to Google it.
Oh, I'm totally Googling this.
So are you actually worried about anything? Are you mellow at this point?
Honestly, I'm not worried about anything.
So having gone through the stages of planning the wedding, a lot of people, a good friend of the program, John Olson, just did this. He went with his now wife to Hawaii, just the two of them, and they got married, right? Do you regret not going that route? Should more people just kind of go off on their own and do it?
Travis and I would have had a destination wedding if it wasn't for my dad. I wanted to have a wedding for my dad so he could walk me down the aisle. Well, I think my wedding will be...
It's about KK. It's not about Joe.
I think my wedding will be just as special for my dad as it is for me. Like, that day, it's going to be a very, like, tough day.
He's going to cry a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't look like a crier.
No, I've seen him cry one time in my life, and I bet I'll see him cry a lot on my wedding day.
Who gives this woman to this man, blah, 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 and he's going to say...
I don't think he'll cry
Her
then.
Mother and I do.
I think he'll
Is that
cry.
The line?
I'm writing him a letter. Like, I think he'll cry when he reads his letter.
Okay.
And then I think that we're doing a first look. He doesn't know what my dress looks like or anything.
So
okay. I think he'll cry then.
What do you mean a first look? What is that?
So just like when I'm ready, I'll just like tap him on the shoulder and he turns around. That's when he sees me for the first time.
Got it.
And then our first dance song.
So I got a lot of stuff here on this wedding dress dream. There's way more stuff out here than I...
Wait, specifically purple?
Well, not specifically purple. There's about every other color other than purple. The closest thing I found, though, is that a dream that your wedding dress is ruined. Is that fair? You want me to read it to you?
Sure.
A ruined wedding dress can symbolize your fears and potential problems with your commitment.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Signifies some past events that may have caused the quote imperfect wedding. For example,
living in sin together. I mean, this is obvious.
Let's say that a woman dreamed that she is wearing a dirty wedding dress with soil on it. In waking life, she lost her virginity and got pregnant a few months before her actual wedding. She feels bad and trapped by her situation. Another example is that your wedding dress may be accidentally ruined by your period or menstruation blood.
Uh-oh.
Ew.
It would represent unwanted personal issues that affect your wedding.
Well.
We've got specifics on
your wedding right?
A red wedding dress, a blue wedding dress, a pink wedding dress. There's no purple specifics.
That's good.
But there is something about what the pink one represents?
The pink wedding dress represents love, joy, sweetness, happiness, affection, and kindness. So you're kind of close to pink, so maybe that's
it. Thing.
What's blue?
Blue signifies skies overhead. The atmosphere is symbolic of vast, endless opportunity for discovery, renewal, and expression. You feel open and free about your future life choices.
Well, purple and pink make blue. Purple...
Red.
Wait. Pink and blue make purple, and those things are good.
Now, there. If you
right.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's
there's
right.
There's other. You can go a little farther here. Okay.
We'll do it.
And let's say that you have specific, colors that keep popping up in your dreams. Now, this isn't specific to a dress, but let's say you keep having a dream, and violet, is the same as purple, right?
Yeah.
Hold on, I actually found purple. Let's go violet first. High spirituality, religious aspiration, purification, affection, gentleness, charm, and peacefulness. You have an intuitive understanding and a special intimacy.
I like it.
Oh, sounds totally accurate for a bad dream.
And then where's purple at? I don't know. I can't find it anymore. There you go.
So she has nothing to worry about.
That's what
you better hope it's not the dirty dress dream that you're having.
No, I'm not. No dirty. It's never been dirty.
Now, one thing.
Okay. Purple.
Just purple.
I just opened the bag and it was purple.
Okay. One thing that we had discovered today that you did not know is that you could have had the Reverend Chris Williams do this wedding.
Yeah.
Could have.
I am officially a reverend of the Universal Life Church.
And that took, $18 and 12 minutes?
About 20 bucks.
20 bucks.
Didn't take 12 minutes. I can promise you that.
So... The state of Iowa has to recognize this.
I can do weddings anywhere except Pennsylvania.
What's wrong in Pennsylvania?
They're a little more strict up there.
That's crazy.
That's interesting.
Pennsylvania's the only place I can't do a wedding.
So you're having a guy from your gym do
yep.
it. Yeah. She's getting married in an old horse barn.
No.
I don't remember. It's some type of barn.
I'm not even getting married in a barn.
Where are you getting married at?
I'm getting married.
Someone here will know where it is, so yes. you can.
I'm getting married at the German House Barn in Manning, but I'm having an outdoor ceremony.
Are you familiar with Manning, Williams?
I am.
Where that is?
It's Western Iowa, yeah.
Yeah, not southwestern Iowa.
No, that's the western like.
It's not God's
central,
country.
Like, no, I mean it's kind of like it's like the douche country of southwest Iowa, but it's a nice place.
So we were discussing this as well, Chris. What is the the wedding gift that you bring, you get invited to the wedding, you need
yep.
to bring a gift. What do you have to bring?
Well, you just go straight to the registry.
Okay, but what is the dollar amount? How do you factor in what is appropriate for wedding?
That depends on how close I am to this person.
Okay, it's KK.
Oh, well, I buy her something real nice.
Real nice is how much in dollars?
$50.
I'd spend
$50 on Katie.
Is that your expectation? Now, we're going to make people that are listening that are coming to your wedding feel bad if they're not planning to do that, but that's okay.
How much should they spend on you in your wedding?
Well, John Liebel said this first, but I kind of agree with him. Like, but I agree and I don't agree because nobody knows how much their plate of food is that they're eating, because even if it tastes like dog shit, because that's for a wedding, it is 17 times the amount that that plate of food should
cost. A racket. It's a racket.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
So
that's why you just get, you hire the Page County cattleman to grill burgers like I did.
That sounds expensive, though.
$100. I went and bought the meat myself.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. Wasn't allowed. Had to hire a caterer.
From the place.
Dude, weddings are rackets, I'm telling you. It's terrible. So
it's just one big rip-off after another.
$50. But that would be a couple, right? So 25 bucks a person for a gift.
I think 50. Yeah, I mean, I would expect our closer friends and closer family to do a little more. From our close friends and family, we gave like several hundred dollars. Like, that's a lot.
So what?
But we do that knowing that we're likely going to get that in return.
Okay.
From them when we get married.
So it's like an investment.
But I would still do that for our good friends. Like, even if, you know, we are already married and we have other good friends getting married, I'm going to do that for them. Or if they gave me $20 at my wedding, well, might give them 20 at their wedding.
So let's be specific here and on the record for everybody to hear. If you had a boss that was coming to your wedding, what is the expectation on the gift amount that would
$200.
That would be appropriate for your boss to spend on a
$200.
I don't feel comfortable. I don't know.
$250 at least.
She's got a number in mind.
At least 300.
You've gone from 2 to 250 to 300 within 12 seconds.
I hope it keeps going.
You know, but you can say it.
It depends on how valuable Katie is to you.
We're honest on this thing.
No, I truly
KK is extremely valuable to me, not only because of what she does here, but yesterday at my house was haircut day. All right? So as part of the gig, Hollis, Duke, Seton, and myself all got haircuts.
Did you tip her?
No. Did not. I did not. Do you want to be tipped?
No.
Okay. So what's the amount?
I seriously don't have an amount. I know you've never like not treated me fair. So I'm not worried.
Can we mark that down, Chris, at the time? It's going to come in handy in the unemployment lawsuit later.
So you're firing me.
I want to know. 11 a.m.
Are you disappointed that you didn't ask me to marry you?
Well, I didn't. I mean, I didn't know.
Would you have done it?
For sure, because we were not going to have a priest do it.
Well, I am a reverend of the Universal Life Church.
You're not a... That's a big difference.
Man, they throw around the term reverend loosely, don't they? That's crazy. Is that like the Reverend Jesse Jackson? Is he a reverend?
Actually,
a real one?
To be brutally honest with you, I've given myself the name Reverend.
Okay. It was not earned.
I think I'm technically like you're officially ordained through the Universal Life Church, but I like to require that the people call me Reverend who I'm marrying. Like Jankowski, I'm doing his wedding, my producer.
Yeah.
I've required him to call me Reverend Williams on the air all week long.
I'm curious, though, how do you, considering you're not a man of the cloth and considering KK...
What the hell are you talking about? I'm not a man of the cloth.
The person that is marrying you is just from your gym, right? Has a regular job. Where's the script coming from in both cases?
I've got a good...
They say a lot, right? Are you telling them specifically what to say?
I wrote it. So there's... portions that like I wrote, and then there's parts that he writes himself that I don't know about until my wedding. So like when he talks about Travis and I, he's obviously like, he's our friend. I didn't just pick him a random guy.
So you're trusting this guy to not be like inappropriate during this wedding. You don't know what he's going to say.
Absolutely. Okay. No, I know. Like, he will not be inappropriate, but like we trust him. He's our friend. He's helped us out a lot in the last year with just life in general. And I trust him a lot.
Well, I could have done that.
What do you do, William? How do you?
So this is how I like to do it. First of all, usually the female has like a very clear idea what she wants.
Yeah.
What I like to do is you go off of that. Now, I've had ones where the woman has a script like Katie's talking about, And like the one I'm doing this weekend, I met with them. They got nothing. There's no Bible verses. There's no songs. That wedding, this weekend's wedding that I'm doing, is going to last 5 to 7 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, it's not, and that's what they want.
Yep.
It's on a baseball field. Oh. Like, it's very informal.
Like Principal Park baseball
what field? What I like to do is I like to have the couples, so I meet with them and I get their story, and then I have them each send me lists that the other one doesn't know about, of like 10 things that they love about each other and like 5 things that drive each other crazy.
Sure.
And then generally from like my meetings with them and then the list, I can come up with a fun story that will make everybody laugh and potentially cry. I've done that before. People cry.
Is that what you're going for? You want tears flowing?
Happy tears.
Happy tears. Okay.
I did a wedding about a year and a half ago and run a dry eye in the house.
Okay.
I incorporated a daughter into it. This was both their second weddings, and like everybody was crying.
Nice.
So that's how I like to do it. And then it's so I did a really fun one last year. Grove.
Married Grove?
Yeah, I married Grove and his wife. And she grew up in a Hawkeye family. He grew up in a Cyclone family. And it was like a Cyhawk wedding, which was really fun.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
This would be a natural time to segue into Brian Grove, which we got to do anyway.
There you go.
Hey, guys, we're at a real estate office right now, and that's what we do, and we're darn good at it. Unfortunately, we don't trek up to Ames. That's a little bit too far for us anymore.
You think that the fine people of Charterhouse are going to go all the way up to Ames? I don't think so.
Not when Ryan Grove's up there.
Well, you don't need to because he's got the market covered.
So Ryan Grove works at Hunziker. He is – do you say, by the way, do you say Hunziker or Hunziker?
Hunziker is what
I say. Hunziker. Same thing.
Okay.
That's where you find Ryan Grove. Ryan Grove, bigger Iowa State fan than probably either one of us. I don't know if that's true, but it sounds good. If you need anything north, that's Nevada. That's Ames. That's
Nevada.
That's Boone. That's Nevada. That's Story City. That's Gilbert. That is, what else is up there? Stanhope. Is that too far? It's probably too far. Ryan Grove's the guy. Look him up. He's a friend of the program. He helps support what we do. If you need services up in that area, Ryan Grove is your guy. KK, I was going to ask you, by the way, are you going to, just so I'm prepared for this, and I think the answer to this is yes. The day of your wedding, are you going to be super emotional yourself?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, crying up there?
I've been trying to prepare myself a little bit.
So are you walking up there with, do you have tissues in hand? Is there a pocket in your dress?
My officiant, I will give him tissues.
The reverend?
In case I need. Yeah, my reverend.
One of the regrets I had is our wedding was filmed, and I never lost it, but I did a lot of... So the wedding video, you hear me doing that
Dude,
the whole time.
My wedding,
and my wife, during it, I believe, said, you need a boy.
I cried like a baby, and it wasn't really because of my wife, though. So, like, my grandma was very sick with cancer, and the day before the wedding, I was very close with her, and the day before the wedding, they didn't think she's going to be able to make it. So, like, I kind of just, you know, she's dying.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, it sucks, but I went over and saw her the day of and whatever. And I'm not kidding. Like, I'm up there waiting for, like, Ashley to walk down the aisle, and she comes wheeling in. And, like, that's what made me – and she wheeled up and, like, held my hand. Like, and it was – that just made me cry. And then she actually ended up dying, like, 5 days later.
It's going to make me cry just thinking about
it. Yeah.
God.
That was the hardest part.
Yeah, that's sad, man. You get the grandmas in there?
Oh, man, the grandmas are the best.
Did your grandma have, I think this is a grandma thing. Did she have, like, unusually smooth hands? Like,
no, actually, they were full of arthritis. Her fingers were, like, crooked and stuff.
Yeah, but the actual skin itself. My grandma, who passed away last year, had just the smooth grandma skin.
Oh, yeah. I think all the grandmas have that type of skin.
Like, is it smooth grandma skin, or is it, like, so wrinkly?
I think that's what it is.
Wrinkly soft.
Yeah. I love old people.
I don't know. Can we give some questions to KK? She's in the hot seat now. She can't go anywhere.
Yeah. I want to talk about alcohol at weddings and what you can and cannot do.
We can do that right now and then come to the questions if you'd like.
Oh, you have actual questions lined up.
We got some icebreakers for her.
So what's the alcohol policy at your wedding?
Like, what do you mean? What am I providing or what?
Yeah.
So we're going to do an open bar, and then we decided against it. So we're going to do kegs. We're going to buy kegs.
Kegs
and
of
it'll
what?
Be
Busch Light.
They were going to do Busch Light.
Atta girl.
Coors Light. Yeah. Travis wants to do a Bud Light, but I think that's like skunk beer.
Yeah, Bud Light's. So I think Bud Light's trash.
I think we're just going to do Busch Light and Coors Light. Yeah. We'll probably do like
what
five
are you guys
or six
talking
K.
About?
Cowboy Kool-Aid and the and God's Country Busch Light. I love it. That's my girl right there. What's your problem?
I like Bud Light.
Bud Light's garbage.
You like Coors Light too.
I like Miller Lite more than Coors Light, I think.
Yeah, well, it's
you may as well diarrhea into the keg and tap it, and that's Bud Light.
Travis wants to do Bud Light because he's so afraid that we won't have enough options, and I have to keep reminding him that it's not their wedding.
Yeah.
Like, it's our wedding, and we don't drink that. We drink Coors Light and Busch Light.
We had seven kegs of Busch Light and boxed wine from Sam's. That was the only thing that we provided.
Yep. Yep,
and then, but you got to realize we were in Clarinda, so all my buddies were sneaking in like Jack Daniels and stuff, and nobody really cared.
I could imagine there will be some of that going on.
Yeah. Okay. How drunk can you, like, what is acceptable? Because you see the guys who get, like, plowed at these weddings because it's free alcohol.
Sure.
I don't care.
You don't care?
Nope.
Just get as drunk as you want.
I have provided transportation, so as long as nobody gets drunk, well, even if they do, it's their own stupid fault because I have transportation I'm paying for 13 hours
that's
that
good.
Day.
That's good for you.
So
good job out of you.
I think, I don't know. I don't care.
What about
don't
dressing?
Ruin my stuff.
What about dressing for weddings? What is appropriate?
The question
what
you're asking is jeans.
Yeah. Can you wear jeans with like a nice shirt and some boots?
Yep.
I feel like in Manning, Iowa, you can get away with that.
Yeah. I don't care what people wear. I do not think it is appropriate for a female to wear any type of a white or cream ivory colored dress.
You don't think it's
inappropriate. I have a friend on Facebook that went to a wedding
last
weekend.
What if she
sharts? That went to a wedding last weekend, and she wore, number one, it was like the most revealing dress I've ever seen. And she wore it to a wedding that she went to, and it was like white. And I'm like, what? Why didn't somebody tell her, like, hey.
Because it's taking attention away from the bride?
Yes. It's just not, it's just not appropriate. It's rude. It's looked up like as rude.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Are you concerned? I assume your wedding dress is white. About sharding?
It's ivory and no, because I've never done that before.
Come on.
Never.
You've never sharded in your life.
No, I've
You
been
never
very,
thought you were farting in
I've
it.
I've been very close, but no, I've never sharded. I have been close to shitty pooping my pants. Sorry.
You're the most regular girl on the planet, by the way. She
it's got to be the diarrhea.
She makes frequent bathroom visits for sure, man.
Do you ever hear it?
This is a dress that my friend wore, just so you guys can picture it. She wore this to a wedding.
Yeah.
She's tatted up.
What's not?
She wore that to a wedding?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a little,
Even if it was purple, it'd be a little, meh, and it's white.
At least you'd know that she's a very spiritual person if it were purple.
That's true.
Okay, so you have questions for Katie?
We got a few. We got a few here. Some would you rather questions?
Yeah. I love would you rather.
Oh, boy.
Can I play?
My first question, because she has to answer the truth, is this is not a would you rather. What is the best part and the worst part about working for me?
The best part would definitely be like flexibility. You're flexible.
Not physically speaking, I'm not.
Okay, well, I don't know.
I can barely touch my toes.
I don't know anything physical.
Flexible, okay. All right, flexible. That's fine. All right, now the pressure's on.
Flexible and you and your wife treat me very well. That's really good.
What's the worst part?
The worst part would probably be you're just kind of forgetful sometimes. A lot of times.
I get busy.
You're getting better.
I get busy.
Yeah.
We needed to institute some systems around here, which we've been working on for quite a while. So it's gotten a lot better. That's for sure. But you introduced me to something called Google Calendars, which I'd never used before.
You'd never used
it? I
was
a paper guy.
God, I don't know.
I was a paper guy.
I live off of that thing, man.
That's been great.
I actually have one for me and Casey now, and she just adds stuff for me.
No, it's great.
I check it every night. So
that's what I do for him.
KK and I share a calendar, and it's color-coded or supposed to be. All right. Would you rather lose all of your money and valuables or all of the pictures you have ever taken?
All of the pictures. Oh, I don't know.
All the pictures?
I think so.
Goodbye memories. All right. Would you rather go to jail for 4 years for something you didn't do or get away with something horrible you did but always live in fear of being caught? Chris, you can answer
too.
I'd rather go to jail.
I think I'd rather go to jail because I feel a lot of guilt.
Yeah, I have such a guilty conscience.
Same.
Yeah, but how bad would it suck to be in prison for 4 years for something you didn't do?
I'm afraid of where my mind would go. Like,
oh, wait, something I didn't do?
Yeah.
That changes things.
4 years for something you didn't do.
God, Mark, that's a terrible question.
You're innocent, and you're in jail for 4 years.
It's only 4 years. Otherwise, you're talking about feeling like, I don't know where my mind would go, like how much.
So let's assume the thing that you did.
What did I do? Did I murder somebody?
No, you hit someone with your car and took off, and they died. And nobody knows it but you.
So, yeah, you murdered somebody.
Well, it was an accident, but you didn't stop. You just kept going, and you knew you'd hit him and killed him, but you didn't stop. So now you're living with that for the rest of your life.
Can I tell?
You can't tell anybody.
I can't tell anybody?
No.
I can't tell Travis?
No.
Well, I mean, there's a statute of limitations.
Just take me to jail for 4 years. I'll just didn't do it.
Would you turn in Travis if he told you you murdered somebody?
No.
That's a Seinfeld question.
Is that
illegal? Would you? Is it illegal
to say that?
Man, I don't know. Would you turn in Ashley? She said, I killed somebody.
Why did she kill him?
He was pissing her off. She was in a bad mood.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think I'd turn her in.
Would you?
This Seinfeld episode goes like this. And, like George or Kramer, they asked Kramer that. And he goes, yeah, I'd turn you in. And Jerry's like, what? Really? He goes, what kind of person are you turning me in? And Kramer's response is, well, what kind of person are you going around killing people?
Killing people. I do remember that. All right. Would you guys rather be alone for the rest of your life or always be surrounded by annoying people?
Always be surrounded by annoying people because I hate being alone.
Okay.
I hate being alone more than anything else.
I kind of like being alone.
Yeah, I can see you being alone.
I can, my wife is the type where she wants to be with me 24/7. And I'm like, no, you and Cameron can go up to Ames for 3 days and it'd be awesome. Not that I don't love them. I just need a break sometimes. Okay. I'm always talking. So, I appreciate silence more than most people, I think.
Here's one relevant to today. Would you guys rather live without the internet or live without air conditioning and heating?
Live without air and heating.
Yeah, I've got to have the internet.
In the times we live in now. But
I'd have to fire you if you didn't have internet because it's kind of important to what we do. So you'd lose your job if you chose that one.
Well, I wouldn't even have a livelihood.
Yeah.
Our livelihood would be a lot different.
How in the hell did people do real estate before the internet?
Slowly. Slowly.
Slow.
Yeah. Driving documents across town or whatever. It would have sucked. Would you rather be completely invisible for one day or able to fly for one day?
Ooh, I would rather be invisible.
I think the only reason that people pick invisible is so they could cause some trouble. I think that's the reason. Because you could spy on people.
I think I'd rather fly.
Flying would be fun. Being invisible would just be you could be a perv.
Think of all the,
and you could find out what your boyfriend's up to without him knowing.
But think of all the
That's not where my brain went when you asked.
Think of all the places.
Why would you want to be invisible then? What's your reason?
Just go and play. I wouldn't spy on Travis. I'd spy on other people. I know what he's doing. He's sitting at a desk talking to farmers.
Trade commodities.
There's nothing it's exciting. I need.
Though. Think about all the places you could go to in a day if you could fly.
Everywhere.
I mean,
it depends on how fast
I go to the Rockies. I go to Napa. I go. You know,
how fast are you flying?
I mean, I'm fat. I'm Superman.
Oh, so you're fast. You can get there in
I could see the world. I could see the pyramids. I could do it all. It'd be a hell of a day, but it'd be a fulfilling one.
Yeah.
And it's better than just spying on some people.
That's true. I don't know. I think I changed my answer now.
Yeah.
Would you guys rather relive the same day for 365 days or lose a year of your life?
Do we get to pick the day that we get to relive?
Yeah.
No,
great question.
It's just a normal, boring day. You know, not the best day of your life. No. We all want to relive that.
I'd relive the day because think of all the different ways you could take that day.
Yeah.
Because you know what's going to happen and you could start just screwing with people and it could be kind of fun. And losing a year, I mean, that's a big time.
Yeah. What if my life expectancy is 29 and now it's only 28?
Yeah.
I'm reliving the same day.
Yeah. This one I've asked you, Chris, before, I think. Would you rather be beautiful or handsome and stupid or intelligent but ugly?
Oh, I'd rather be handsome and stupid.
I think so too, especially because I'm a female.
Oh, you can,
as
long as you're good looking, you can still get a lot of stuff accomplished.
I disagree. I changed my mind. If I'm a female, I want to be hot.
Yeah.
because you can get anywhere in life. That doesn't work for males. So I'd rather be smart and ugly.
This goes back to our conversation about tens and how they ate their boogers and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, just go ahead and do it anyways.
Would you rather be married to a 10 with a bad personality or a 6 with an amazing personality?
A 6 for sure. A 6 is still like, okay.
Yeah.
At what point on that scale does someone start to become not good looking at all? On a 1 to 10.
Well, everybody's 1 to 10 is different. Like,
yeah. We're not all superficial like you, Mark.
Personalities do a lot.
Like if your friend comes up to you and describes your new boyfriend and she's like, yeah, you know, he's like a 6. What do you think? Oh, he's probably decently good looking.
Yeah.
But if he said he's a 3, you're expecting Quasimodo to show up.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but sure.
Who is Quasimodo? Why should I know that?
Hunchback of Notre
Dame. Oh, yeah.
Not very good looking. All right, let's end on this one. This one's just for KK.
I've been reading Beauty and the Beast to Cameron a lot.
This is what good friends do, Williams. You ready for this? I'm about to set you up to look good.
Okay.
Ready with this question?
Yeah.
Okay, your last round is Shag, Marry, Kill.
Oh, God.
Okay, here's your 3. Okay, your fiance, Travis, Chris Williams, Adam Gray. Shag, Marry, Kill.
Kill Adam Gray for sure.
Yep. And which one would you marry?
I'd marry Travis.
So which one would you shag?
Chris.
Yeah. You're welcome, buddy. Woo. Yeah. You see how I did that?
That was so easy. We knew that she was going to kill Gray.
Oh, man. that was perfect. I got her to admit publicly that she would shag you.
And that she would kill Gray. I think that's the best part of it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that was good job, everybody. Good job.
Well, best of luck on the wedding.
Thanks.
Do you have anything you want to say here? You got thousands of people listening. Anything that you'd like to clear the air
about? You got a lot of desperate single men. Sorry, Fockers.
That's true.
Listening. Give them some advice to meet a girl.
Here's a specific question for you. There's tons of these, but do pickup lines work?
Like, you're from Tennessee, you're the only 10 I see.
Pickup lines work if you're...
Heaven must be missing an angel.
Being good looking helps with pickup lines.
Oh, sure
lines.
It does. Yeah.
And like,
God
and
must have
right,
spent a little more time on you. That's a song.
How much does a polar bear weigh? Just enough to break the ice?
Yeah, just good pickup lines. Don't do like the cliche, silly ones. Like good ones.
Funny. Open with a
don't
funny one.
Don't try to be too serious and like have
you're
fun
the most
with
beautiful
it.
Girl I've ever seen. Doesn't work.
And if a girl totally
does
like,
it? I don't know.
Brushes you
yes.
off for
it's
any pickup line and doesn't like a little bit laugh, then you didn't want her anyway. Because that means she's not.
It means she's
funny.
Rude.
Yeah.
But what if the line's not
like,
funny?
Do even you, me you, now, like I. Just had my bachelorette party, and there was guys coming up to us and like farmers. They were on a bachelorette party.
Farmers?
From Iowa State, actually.
Okay.
And we're all the Ozarks. And they were, you know, just.
So friends. A lot of skin all the way around. I mean, this is a very, a lot of alcohol.
Yes.
A lot of peeing in the pool, I'm sure.
Oh, boy,
just
yeah.
A ton of urine in that pool.
And they were, you know, like, I made it very clear to them, like, they knew that I was getting married, but I don't know. I just can't be rude to guys. Like even if they're trying to hit on me, like there comes to a point to where like you, like if they're just relentless and they're being annoying, it's like now they're following you everywhere you're going. And
yeah.
It's like, okay, now you're creeping me out and you should go your own
way. You'll humor them though.
Yes. So I think it's, if you don't, you're just like a prude, very rude.
But don't you just say like, hey, I'm flattered, but I'm also taken. You know, I think if a guy hears that, he should probably get lost, right?
Not every guy.
No, they should keep trying?
No, I'm saying there's some bad guys.
At that point?
Yeah, like if somebody says that, yeah, just
but you weren't
away,
wearing
but...
like a sash that said bride-to-be or whatever people wear on
no,
these things.
No, but it was obvious. Well, and my white tank top said like bride-to-bay or something.
So,
oh, yeah, bay.
What, do you have any crazy bachelorette stories? Did you guys have strippers or anything?
We did not have strippers.
You were on a yacht, kind of.
Yeah, we went on. I have a good friend, and he took us out on his boat, which was like just, it was insane.
That's awesome.
It was seriously a freaking yacht.
Lake of the Ozarks, it's so awesome down there.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one of my favorite places in the world.
Never been. You guys make me jealous.
You really never been?
No, I haven't been. Well, when you got a place in Boji, you go north.
How old's your friend?
Which friend?
That has the yacht.
Oh, he's older.
Oh, okay.
He's,
I was going to say, those things are really expensive.
Oh, it was close to a mil for sure.
Oh, yeah.
He built it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's, like, he didn't build it. He
with his own hands and a hammer.
That's cool.
Nails.
Yeah, dude, I'm serious. Been to both. And I love Okoboji, too. The Ozarks so much better.
Well, it's
there's so many
warmer.
More rednecks,
it's way,
too.
It's way warmer earlier.
Yep. Yeah, but there's just so much more to do down at the Lake of the Ozarks.
I heard, by the way, speaking of Boji and kind of why it sucks, as of last week, early June, the docks still weren't in up there because it was frozen so long up there. I mean, it just takes a long time to thaw. They can't do the docks until it's all gone, et cetera. So they're way behind schedule up there. Wow. I haven't been. That's part of the
again, reason. I love Okoboji, but, man, it really is. It's no comparison in my mind.
Yeah. So the bachelorette party was fun but tame.
It was fun. Yeah, it was.
Did anybody get out of hand?
Not us girls. I would say that Travis had his bachelor party down there at the same time, and we saw him one time, but.
Oh, is that the pee pool, the picture?
Yes, that pool is disgusting, wasn't it?
Yeah, it looked gross.
Yeah. The boys had probably a more fun time.
The guys get after girls, the drinks.
How much of that pool from that picture do you think was urine?
A lot of
it. Are you talking about the ones where it looked like it was steamy?
Because
like the photos were like, yeah, a little.
The photos
little
were
off.
Bad because my camera lens was wet. But yeah.
Wet with pee or?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Just don't swim with your mouth open. You'll be fine.
They have what's called the party cove down there.
Yep.
Which is insanity.
It's just a lot of topless.
Yeah, I mean, it's just topless women everywhere. I mean,
topless
like
women
70-year-olds.
And
like, it's insane.
Wait, is this a place or like out
cove.
On the water?
It's on the water.
Okay.
And all the like
you pull your boats
I
up
mean,
to it.
Mark, thousands of boats are tied together. Like, this is the stuff that Okoboji just simply can't offer you. And I know they do stuff like this up there, but this place.
Are you allowed to go into the cove and leave your top on?
Yes.
Yeah, you can, but like, you'll probably have a bunch of dudes chanting.
Did you guys go to this place?
We did not go to Party Cove. We were going to, and we just didn't make it over there.
I think it's inappropriate to go on your bachelorette party and then take your top off. I think you should act.
I agree.
You're about to get married.
I agree. But this place is like in some
People
local.
Would be disappointed if I took my top off.
Some local down there was telling me like that they've actually done studies like in the Party Cove, and the amount of urine in that area of the lake is just off the charts.
What would you think about a friend? You go down there boating with a friend. You got like a group of guys, and you got the one guy that just doesn't like wants to go to shore so he can pee. He just won't do it in the water.
That would be Travis. Gross.
Really?
He won't pee in the lake?
He'd pee in the lake. He would not pee in the pool at that disgusting bar. Like he kept getting out of the water to go to the bathroom.
I like
everybody is peeing in here.
Travis is Travis is a really really nice guy, but he's also a rule follower.
Oh
like,
yeah, for sure.
He is
proud of it.
I mean, he's kind of by the book and, you know, like I assume he speeds, but probably not excessively out on the road. You know, this isn't meant to be a bad thing. He's safe. And some people like that, you know? Yeah.
I like it.
Yep.
My wife's like that. My wife is very much a rule follower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am not so much. Well, we do wish you luck, KK. You're getting married in 23 days. Chris thinks you're going to make it to the altar, I think, right?
It sounds like it.
Sounds good.
It sounds like she's ready to go.
I'm ready.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed a different version of the podcast. It's not Campbell, but Katie did a nice job.
It's KK. I mean,
this is actually very fitting. It's wedding season. I think this is very topical.
It is wedding season. Good luck in your wedding coming up, Williams.
I don't need luck.
An old pro.
You don't become a reverend of the Universal Life Church if you're not a professional, okay? All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.